Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome back, readers, to The Lucky Die. Previously, Lafian looks into the past, Raoul keeps himself calm underground, Squash hugs his parents, and Zoltana catches up on military history. Squash meets up with his parents in Cicero, and then they return to the physical plane, right to the place where the unifying spell will take place. Once there, Lafian learns about the Tree of Knowledge as the team settle in to read their books. During his investigation, Lafian learns that Grimsch has stolen from the Tree of Knowledge. Why has Grimsch stolen the root? Is the team headed to Bellum or the Stalking? And are the shadows they are warned about near? I guess you're about to find out. Welcome back to The Lucky Die.
All right, Arch, I feel like you can start this out.
Sure. So, Lafian just, as soon as he comes out, just looks up at Grimsch, who I assume is staring at him.
Yeah.
And just lifts an eyebrow and just... What were you planning to do with that?
That is none of your concern.
Is it not?
No.
What does he have?
Some of the remnants from the tree. And from my understanding, that used to be used by Klemdahl for weaving of fate itself.
Okay, so like we're totally going to leave now because it's going to be awkward. So the book and Soren piss off.
Oh, once they leave, then Squash was basically assuming like, oh, it's seven stuff. Oh, no, it's not.
Grimsch, I get that you're on our side, at least as far as preserving, you know, existence itself. I just want to make sure that we're good, that that's not something that we need to be worried about.
It is not your concern.
Lafian?
Yes?
You're making an incorrect assumption there, I think. He's not on our side when it comes to the survival of existence. He's on our side when it comes to his own survival. And that's where it ends.
Oh my god, dude. All right. You're going to need to make a save.
Me?
Yes.
Ha ha!
Maybe it's for arts and crafts.
You feel like you need to take a save, and then as Grimsh's hand goes out, you kind of feel something stop inside of Grimsh as he snaps at this hilarity. No.
I was gonna make a flute that could play any song from history.
I need you to make a strength saving throw, please.
Oh, no!
Ooh.
Ha! Okay. Well,
it's a spell, if that helps.
No, it doesn't. Well, unless I can counterspell it.
It's a spell. It's not an ability.
Did Zoltana wander over there?
Nah, Zoltana's reading.
Okay, we're hanging out.
You're not getting involved in this?
Yeah.
Zoltana and Rall are having a reading buddy time.
If I see Grooms do anything that looks like he's about to fucking cast a spell, yeah, I'm counterspelling that shit.
I need to check a sorcerer ability here.
Oh, if he's
how
doing
do you know it's Grimsh? I mean, shut up.
Huh? I mean, I would like to think that Demi would not be trying to harm us.
My assumption has always been that Grimsh has access to all of Demi's abilities.
Yeah, you're correct.
So if she can do quickened silent twin spell, then Grimsh can quickened silent his twin spells.
I feel like that's one of those interesting discussions of like inhabiting someone else's body. It's like, because if you inhabit a wizard's body, I don't think you could cast a wizard spells.
I'm 100% with you. I think it completely depends on the type of magic. If the magic comes from blood or like, yeah, if it comes
sorcerer.
From their blood or their body or their thing, yeah, like a sorcerer. But if it comes from their soul or from their mind, then that's very different.
Wizard
like a
warlock,
warlock transposed
yeah.
from one body to another would have like, still have access to their spells. It just may not work as well.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory on counterspell. Do you need to see the spell being cast?
All right, so the reading is...
Actually, no, he wouldn't bother with this subtle shit. Go ahead.
All right.
Bring it on.
If the spell is a fourth level or higher...
Uh-huh.
I need to roll a DC save.
Uh-huh.
Is the spell of a fourth level or higher?
Uh-huh.
All right, I need to cast an intelligence check.
Oh, Squash.
All right, come on. Good roll.
Hey, Squash. We just got back from Cicero, bud.
I know.
He sent you back again.
We just got back.
That's a 17, which would counterspell up to 7th level spell, if I'm reading this correctly. Yeah.
As you see Grimsh's hand fly out, you feel something trying to lift you up into the air and throw you backwards, but something either in what you're doing or what is happening behind the scenes, you keep your feet planted.
My survival instinct is not for me alone. I am the god of survival. Don't you dare question me when it comes to me protecting this world.
And he takes, like, those steps forward until he's actually standing over you and looking down.
I'm going to say a single step forward, and after that, a clenched jaw from Squash.
Okay.
I'm going to say that Laffian's probably still sitting on the ground or like kneeling in mm-hmm. front of where he was and just looks up at the team. Just, I'm not trying to start anything here, but both of you. I'm simply trying to get an understanding of things, as is my typical nature, as survival seems to be your nature, Grimsh.
Grimsh turns his head so that he can see with his eye. And you see a flash of red, and then it goes back to black.
It is none of your concern. It is not about you. It is not about your survival.
Can I get Nora read on that?
Yeah, absolutely you can.
15.
What are you trying to say?
Is it really nothing that I need to be concerned about, or is there, like, malicious intent behind this?
You tried to incite a god?
Yeah, it's a god.
A 15 doesn't cut it, but you did see something that might suggest it is not Grimsh's decision.
Okay. There's two auras, and one in particular seemed to be a little more.
Yeah, I guess if you're looking at the aura, it's basically just god aura, just like you didn't recognize it before, but now you do. Now you're aware of what this kind of looks like. There is definitely an overwhelming presence here. But you do see that small little fiery flash of aura in the back there.
Sultana's got enough to be able to kick any of our asses, and you're picking a fight with Groomsh.
I'm not picking a fight.
No, I am.
Squash was.
Squash, through clenched teeth, just finally goes, okay. God of survival. Will this help or harm Demi?
Neither. Are you done?
I think you're a liar.
Squash, I think we're done.
Fine.
It's my inquisitive nature getting the better of me as always, that's all.
Maybe you should listen to your friend and back down, Squash.
Okay, well, all right. Why don't we both go our separate ways and we'll talk in the morning when everybody's had a nice breakfast or something, yes?
You have to challenge him formally to a fight, you know?
Rawl, shut up.
Saying this, I really need him to.
Squash just takes a really deep breath. And just turns 90, like, just turns, like, left and just walks by Groomsh. Not turning his back on him, just walking away from him.
Telepathically to Squash, Laffine will just... I wasn't able to pick up much of anything, but it seems like Demi had a hand in the taking of it. So, for what small comfort that might be.
You see Squash just stop in his tracks when you say that. Just like,
Jesus Christ, no. Stop tagging with God.
Laffian thinks that's going to make him be a little more calm about it, but...
It is, but it was not what Squash expected to hear at that moment. Because Squash basically just sized up Grooms and Grooms called him on it.
Grumsh also turns and walks away.
Are there any more pieces?
No.
Nothing at all?
Nope. Nope.
I wanted Brawl to make me a chessboard.
No. I'm not allowing you to make a chess piece out of the Tree of Knowledge.
Why not? I've already got fucking all sorts of chess pieces made of whatever the fuck wood Brawl had.
True. True. But no.
Make the godliest of all fucking magic chessboards.
All right. With that drama kicking off, narrowly avoiding a fight, you'll pass the night however you wish. Rawl, I need a roll. Sultana, I need 2d20s, please.
Challenge him to a fight, I'm telling you.
Groups is just lucky Laffy was there to talk me down.
Hold you me back. Were lucky Laffy was there.
Hold me back, bro.
No, I rolled a 1.
I got 24.
Oh, here no, wait, no, that's the smallest dice, Neil.
It is the smallest one.
On a 24, you may add to your list of followers. Rawl, I need you to roll some damage against yourself and take a level of exhaustion.
Okay. I took
you are
my
not going
exhaustion.
Down a dice, by the way. This is your lowest dice.
No, we used to do it to where I start at 1 HP. Do I do that still?
Nope, just do the damage. That's fine. Just do the damage and take the level of exhaustion.
I rolled damn. Pretty good.
You rolled real good. Obviously something in last night's really tense evening air, which continues through the entirety of the night as everyone is tiptoeing around Grimsh and Squash, just made you tense. You woke up in a bad mood.
Tiptoeing around Squash, as if.
You know what sucks is that I had a little bit of damage from like being nervous down here and I went to sleep the damage off. It didn't get better because I had an acid attack and I woke up feeling more exhausted than I was before I went to sleep.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It was not a good night. Okay. Y'all wake up and share some food, share some breakfast, run through your rations. Please remember that if you have used rations, you need to mark them off.
Right, right, right.
Rations are becoming things you need to worry about.
We've spent 3 days in this session, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Three days in this session and you had 4 on the one before.
I am down to 8 rations, according to this.
Okay.
I think we had 20 or 15 to start with.
As all of you are sharing food, I need all of you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, shit.
All of us?
Yes.
See, what have you done?
You know what's happening. Oh, come on! That's a two.
Do we get the Zoltana aura?
Yes. Yeah, you would have a fuck ton of auras, to be fair. Like, Grimms should be putting out an aura. Sorin would be putting out an aura. Like, yeah, you would definitely have an aura. So add like a...
Plus four.
Zoltana is a four, right?
Oh, it doesn't matter anyways.
Oh, damn.
It matters for me, Arch.
Does it?
Yes, I got a 14.
Thanks to your other companions, I can say you can add like a plus seven. You get an extra one from each of them.
All right.
So it's four from Zoltana and plus one from each of your seven companions.
Okay, a 19?
All right. Squash, what did you get?
With a plus seven, I got a 21.
You pass and don't get knocked on your butt. Ral.
25 plus seven.
You pass and don't get knocked on your butt. Zoltana.
21.
So you get to have a plus seven because of the other like godly companions around you.
In which case, I have 28.
Cool. And Laffian.
19. Wait, plus seven and plus four or plus just plus
no,
seven?
No, just plus seven.
Okay, 19.
Okay, Laffian is the only one to fail.
Fuck.
From sitting down eating your breakfast, you're now prone.
I fall on my back and say, you know what, I'm done with today.
And you feel the room shake. The cavern itself begins to shake and you hear the sounds of cracking, you hear the sounds of rocks falling. Those of you closest to your other companions, they kind of almost instinctually start covering some of you with their bodies just to make sure that nothing hits you, but nothing does. Very soon, the shaking subsides. Yes, Neil.
Yeah, I rolled not well. I'm going to take...
Yeah.
What is that?
Neil rolled a save.
Eight.
You can take that, that's fine.
I'm going to take seven damage, I think.
Yep.
What was that? Was that an earthquake?
Another
Wait,
god?
Do we have tectonic plates in Bikron? Do we have earthquakes?
No. yes, you do have earthquakes, but okay. No, that's not what's happening here. You see the other three share a look, and then the book looks at the four of you and says, no. That. And she looks at Sorin, who looks very pale and very sickly, very ashen in colour now. That was what made her. And then Sorin just turns and throws up on the floor.
Aww. Made another save, but it was okay.
Oh my god. And the book goes over and puts like a hand on Soren's shoulder and he's just kind of on his knees, just throwing up on the floor, and she just has her arms around him. She's talking like very quietly to him and like... It sounds like a very old dialect of common, which for those of you who can understand any language, it is. It is like 5,000 year plus old common. Grimms turns and looks at Squash. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's... It's still happening.
Yeah. I should get you to where you need to go.
Yeah.
I think I heard you talking about needing to go to Falcon first, so maybe we should go to Falcon first and then I'll send you to the stalking.
Yeah. Squash looks at Raoul, who probably looks the worst he's looked in a long time, and like...
Yeah, Raoul does not look great.
Yeah, I think we're doing the stalking today.
Okay, well, you know the rules. And she puts her hands out. And very quickly, the five of you are transported to Falsum. you find yourself in the temple area. Whatever you do, you should do it quickly. I need to move you on.
Yes. I'll go find Emil. Meet you back here. If you guys want to go chat to anybody, you can. You might want to warn people about the shadows. About Ilmater. I'm sorry. And Squash just spritz off.
Okay. What are y'all up to?
Ral's running off to find either Ama or going over to the Dragonborn's room.
Well, coincidentally, Ama is with the other Dragonborn at this point. A lot of them are looking worried. Some of them have clearly had attacks of some kind. You can see a lot of effects have gone off around here. The room is icy in one area and burnt in another. You can see what looks like crackles of energy, i.e. electricity, gone off in other places. And Ama is just with them and she's talking to them all very calmly, and she has kind of her arms on a few of them and hands like holding the others. And they're all talking and conversing, and she's trying to keep them calm.
See, it's okay. Raoul is here now. See, it's going to be okay. Are you okay, my love?
Hi.
Hey.
We're leaving soon to keep going. The shadows might come out again, so just have some people around. Don't be alone and be ready, and it'll be okay. Everyone, just stay calm.
We can do that, right? We can stay calm and look after each other and keep an eye out, and we just stick together and we will be okay. All right? You listen to Ral. He's very smart. He's lived a very long time.
Ral doesn't look good.
He does not look good.
He has that smile about like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she kind of like, she says to them like, it is okay. I'm going to talk with Ral now. No, it's okay. It's okay. All of you stay calm. And remember that we're going to be okay. We've made it this far. We are going to be okay. I promise.
And she slowly extracts herself from the younglings and she goes over to Ral and she gives him like a really big hug, completely not minding the acid whatsoever. Like she's just not paying any attention to your annoyances. And she pulls back a little and she says, she puts her hand like other side of your face and she says,
Ral, what is going on?
Did you find anything about getting what we need in the stocking?
She was looking for something in Bellum.
The Bellum one, yes. Okay, yeah. My bad.
I broke into her home and I got something that meant a lot to her. Here.
And she reaches like into her bag and she pulls out this like kind of small pocket watch that is kind of like bronze and gold in color. And it basically says, my darling Liana. She hands it over.
I think this is from either her parents or her love. I am not sure. But this might be enough to get you close to her.
Okay. You want me to tell her anything for you?
No. She and I had a lot of words when we were in Bellum.
Right.
Please be careful.
You too. Stay safe.
Are you going to Bellum now?
No, we're going to the Stalking.
Okay. But Bogrim is around. He needs to go to. And Caden. Caden. He's right. Around. He was just leaving when this happened.
Right.
Ral, do you know who is gone?
Ilmater.
Okay. Please promise me that you'll be safe.
Worth a try.
Do you need anything else from me? Can I help in any other way?
No. I'm just glad you're here.
She looks like she's about to say something. She kind of like closes half one of her eyes and she's like, I will stay safe. Best I can.
Okay. I'll go find Caden and Pogrom. Do you know where Pogrom's been, Caden?
Caden was just leaving when the thing happened, and Pogrom has been staying in the Fourfold area. He said he used to have a room there, and that's where I will find him if I need him.
Right. Okay.
Be careful with him.
You think he's a danger?
I still don't trust him. I trust him to be Pogrom. Which means he might put the fate of the world ahead of you. So just be careful.
I will try.
Finding Caden is pretty easy, and finding Pogrom equally as easy. Caden is still disguised as Christopher Cantemir. I think that was his name. still described as the elderly old man. You're very easily able to round them up. Sultana, is there anyone or anything that you want to check in with, arrange, or anything like that before you head off to the stalking?
Nope.
Okie dokie. Super easy. Lafian.
I think he would just primarily be making sure that, like, people are aware to be ready for the shadows because they're probably going to come back again.
Yep. Okay. That's fair.
Beyond that, I don't know that there's anybody here that he particularly wants to talk to.
Okay.
At least not that I could think of.
Okay, cool. All right, then. Squash.
Yes, I have a question.
Just one?
Just a single question before I go any further.
Okay, sure.
When Squash and Sultana spent the time in the Temple of Illmater.
Yes.
That was when?
Oh my god, that was weeks ago in the timeline, my dude.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm trying to remember who Squash put the string of suffering on him for.
Shredette.
It was for Odette.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm remembering correctly. Jesus Christ, yep. Brain.
100%, yeah.
All right, Squash, would Squash know where Emil is?
Not really. No.
Yeah. I guess then Squash is basically just running to places he knows Emil has been or people he know might know where Emil is. I do believe...
Yeah, I mean, you also do have a hard line to where he might be. Like, Group / Demi is there. They are pretty well known for each other.
Oh. Yeah, then I guess they tell Squash where Emil is.
Mm-hmm.
And Squash runs off.
Same place as they would be in the last time you saw them in the Witcher Society.
Yeah. And Squash is just going to sprint away.
Okay.
On the way there... There's a moment where he just kind of stops for a minute and he grabs the string that he tied around his hand in Odette's memory. Mm-hmm. He's just like, I'm sorry we weren't quick enough. And then he just keeps going.
Okay.
Just respecting the god that he used to pray to.
Emil is in the Witcher Society. When you enter the Witcher Society, things are different. The kind of very bossy lady and the very bossy gnome that we have come to know are nowhere in sight. All the additional people that they brought with them are nowhere in sight. And there is a young male gnome on the desk. And he just casually directs you down to the hallway where Emil is. When you get there, you find that Emil and Trempal are talking. They're conversing and they both look concerned and worried.
Hey, Emil, Trempal.
Hey there.
Sorry to interrupt you guys. I'm sure you have more than enough to deal with right now.
Yes, well, today hasn't been our finest moment. What can I do for you?
Is something more wrong?
One of our numbers has fallen. Today is not a good day.
Yeah, okay. I was afraid there was something more piling on us right now. No, I'm sorry.
There is magic growing in the world, and I cannot pinpoint it. But that is not your concern.
There's going to be another shadow attack.
Well, I guess I'd, I guess I'd better the Witch Society ready then. Excuse me. And with that, like, Trempel leaves, and you begin to hear him kind of very clearly shouting orders at people. And they often respond with, like, yes, sir, or yes, boss. There has been a shift here.
Good, fuck that gnome.
Squash looks over to Emil and, like, yes, sir?
He decided to take the advice of someone and has decided that this witches' society, at least, is not a part of the rest. He is in charge here now. Something with his new boss being a nuisance.
Oh my.
Someone grew a pair.
Yes, he did.
I love it. Character growth.
Yes.
We can't wait any longer on going to the stalking.
Okay.
That means with or without my extra protections, we need to do it today. Now.
I don't disagree.
So please tell me you have some good news.
Some.
Okay.
Information. The most vicious things in the stalking, my dear boy, are the Ixnar of surprise. The pixies of fate weaving. They both have soul fire, but this should help hiding from them at least.
And he reaches into his desk and he pulls out 8 very small see-through vials. Appear to have nothing in them whatsoever.
Squash picks up one of them and, like, looks through it.
When you open this, it should provide you with an hour, perhaps 2, where they will not be able to see you. They will not sense you, see you, even if directly in front of them. They are remnants of a very old time. This recipe is from a time even older. Don't ask me what's in it, nor how I got it. You won't like the answer. But this should give you an hour per veil. Do not waste it.
Thank you so much for your sacrifice.
An eternity with Deishin does not sound terrible, but it is not the best. As for the other thing you asked me to look into, we are not progressing well, but I will keep looking.
Please don't do anything you're not comfortable with. I was being incredibly selfish.
He kind of looks at you, like, with a very, like, intent look. And he says,
No, you weren't. But what you're looking for is rarer than what you are holding in your hands.
I understand.
Good luck. I have things I must get on with.
Yes. We all do. Thank you. I'll see you around.
You're welcome.
And Squash is going to sprint off.
Okay. As you are all heading back, as you have collected Caden and as you've collected Bogrim, have you spoken to people, warned them about the incoming doom?
Doom.
Doom. Yeah.
I have a thing I want to do, actually.
Yeah, go for it.
Because at this point, I'm getting a little upset looking at my character sheet. I have a bunch of gold and items that are probably worth something that I can be getting off of my load.
Uh-huh.
And money translates into items that we could probably use in some fashion or another.
Okay.
I don't want to do a whole fucking shopping thing. I just want to buy some fucking magic items.
Well, you already pissed off the guy, so...
Hey, he wants money more than he wants to like us, so...
And also, yeah. A god just died. Maybe he'll be a little bit more amicable to, you know, just...
Maybe like helping you with negotiation tactics. Sure. What are you after?
Does Squash have a cloak of protection already?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm quite literally the only person that doesn't because I gave mine to Kythea because I'm a romantic sap.
Yes.
No,
yes.
You're a sucker. You're a simp.
No, 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 no.
Fuck romantic. You. All right. I need a cloak of protection then. If he has a better one, if there's like a plus two or something, like...
You better have some damn good items to trade for a plus two protection.
Well, let me look at it this way. I'll lay out the money here, okay? So I have, in hard cash, I have 654 gold. In addition to that, uh-huh. I still have 480 gold worth of crushed sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
Send daddy the bill. Send daddy the bill.
No. No. Because every time I even remotely drop that, y'all get aggro with me.
Yeah. That's me shit. Yeah.
You don't even like the guy who put you in prison. I mean, to be fair, though, I would use this money.
Protective custody, I think is how he phrased it.
Yeah.
Protective custody or not, he fucking lost me for 50 years.
Put you in prison. Use this money.
And I've also got the anti-magic bracelet that I picked up when we were in Kino. Because I'm sure right. that would be of value.
Yes.
And your monocle.
I'm not giving up the monocle. That lets me see invisible things. That's helpful.
But it makes you look so goofy, man.
No, it looks a little distinguished.
Maybe I can get it adjusted to be a proper spectacles. Just
Highs or lows?
Do what?
Highs or lows?
Lows, because dice hate me.
A wise choice. He will take your crushed sapphires. He will take your bracelet. What was the other thing you mentioned? You mentioned something else.
Hard
as
cash.
Well.
Bracelet.
Hard cash. He will take all but 20 of your hard cash. And then you get a plus two broke cloak.
Deal. I'm not going to sit on money when I can be sitting on a nice bit of protection.
Okay.
What can I get for my lodge work? No, not lodge. Yes, lodge work.
Yes, the lodge, yeah.
Yeah, I got 36 gold.
A nice meal.
I was going to say a hot meal and a shower.
Hot meal and a shower. Yeah. Maybe a massage.
I'm joking around.
Good. Okay. As you all make your way back, I would like you all to please make a... I need to check what the bloody spell is called.
Death.
No, I'm not doing power word kill on every person in our existence.
So
I mean, it would be oh, doable, but no.
V, just a heads up, because apparently a cloak of protection plus two doesn't exist. I'm going to just have to kind of manually override it.
It's fine. Yeah, I think you can add an extra tab in there somewhere, which gives you the extra one, or just remember that you have it, like, either way.
Put on
it.
Two of them.
I would like all of you to please make a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh. Oh, no.
I'm actually okay at those.
Wait, is this before or after I have worn the cloak?
Highs or lows?
Fuck, lows again, because dice hate me.
Dice indeed hate you. Just as you take your old one off, and your new one is going on, that's when this happens, so no.
Fuck.
And none of y'all are close enough to Zoltana, with the exception, I believe, of Ral.
And me, I'm close enough to me.
I rolled
yes, you are.
I rolled an 11, which is that's a great. 1. That's
so
a natural
I got
1.
26.
Nice. Laffian.
14.
Fail. Ral.
15. Natural 1.
Fail. Squash.
24.
Succeed. For those of you who failed, your body goes completely still.
it's like you can't move. And looking around you, you're aware that a lot of other people have also are unable to move. You can just hear moans and protests of annoyance. Squash and Zoltana, you feel a heavy magical presence as if it's just cutting you off from the rest of the world. Like you can't move, except you managed to break through it somehow. What do you want to do?
I'm looking for threats.
Take a perception check.
Okay. That's a 23.
I'm going to say you're kind of making your way back at this point. So maybe you're in that like long-ass tunnel. Laughing is not that much far behind you. You become aware that other people that are waiting like to get in or come out of the temple itself, some of them have also frozen, but some of them are moving. But you don't see a threat. I'm going to go for the two people that can move because this also fits the only two people with like proper magics. You feel like there is a heavy magical blanket laying on top of you. Like something is just heavy and it feels like you're moving magically through treacle. It's difficult and it's heavy and you feel like whatever magics you cast may be dampened, but there's something very wrong with the world.
I want to cast a cantrip, light.
Sure. What color?
Let's say just white.
Okay. You summon before you a white light.
Okay. Okay. Things still work.
Zoltana? You are surrounded by people. Some of them are frozen. Rael, for example, frozen next to you. There are a couple of other people moving, but everyone else is frozen in place.
I'm going to go tap on their faces.
How much affectionate tapping are you doing?
Let's see. I feel like...
I guess what I'm asking is the difference between just a gentle tap and like a slap in the face.
Oh,
like,
I'm not
hey,
slapping them. I'm like, I'm doing that like thing when you're, you know, like, I'm just like kind of like poke a couple times on their faces.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to say that when you do this, as you begin to like startle and poke at the person nearby, they begin to like move around again as if they've come out of some sort of trance and they suddenly have the ability to move again. And they look at you and they thank you and they start like wandering around and shaking other people who also come out of it. You realize that Raoul is pretty close to you as well. So you can definitely go like startle him out of frozenness.
And so I shall.
Raoul, you are aware of everything that's happening around you. And then Zoltana just gives you a good shove. And then you feel like you can begin to move again.
The world was sticky.
Lafian, it isn't particularly long before somebody comes and shakes you and you are also able to move and function as you normally would.
He is very hastily tying that clasp on. He's like, fuck, I should have put it on when I got it.
Yes.
Is anybody dead? Everybody okay? He just starts sprinting through the whole temple. He's like, everybody okay? There's no shadows.
Running down to the temple. Yeah. Making your way down to the temple. You'll get there fairly soon. Inside the temple itself, everyone is kind of beginning to come to because of Zoltana and Rawa. You see that like Grimsh is kind of slowly fading, I guess, so that Demi is more prominent in what is going on. And she's running around and like shaking people and giving people little shocks and shit. Like people are moving and being awake.
Shocking grasp.
I'll let you know when you're back in, Lafian. But yeah, Squash, you can very easily join like the rest of the temple folks.
Yeah, I guess Squash just comes running in.
Okay, great. Thank God. All right, okay. We have a slight issue.
Yeah?
I can't hear any gods.
Well, can you hear me?
Minor issue. I can hear you. Well, you're here with us, so I can absolutely hear you, and I'm very aware that you're here, but I can't hear Grimsh. I can't access anybody else. I've got nothing. Can you call anyone? Can you, like, I know you two, and She's gesturing to Ryle and Zoltana. I know you two have access to other gods and people that you can talk to. Maybe just try. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just can't do this because I'm with a different thing. But maybe you two can. Maybe you two can reach out. I don't know, like Adet or the deity of death. Just anyone.
Okay. Ryle will do the thing. I don't know how we've done it before, but when I've gone to find the hourglasses, mm-hmm. I'm just going to go find mine because Miracle has that. And it usually just snaps me right to it. So.
Jesus fucking Christ. I think we've been having you roll persuasion checks. I think.
That's cheeky.
It is cheeky.
Hi, Miracle.
In that case, Zoltana, you said you were going to try and reach out to someone?
Yeah,
are you
going to
reach out to
Adet,
or are you going to try to reach out? Okay, make a religion check for me, please.
I do have disadvantage on this. Ew. Oof. It's a 5.
Wow, I got a natural 1.
Oh, damn. You both got no. Oh, that's rough. Zoltana, as you try and reach out, it's like you picked up the phone and there's no dial tone. And Ryle, it is exactly the same. There is nothing.
I almost want to use an inspiration, but the exhaustion's gonna.
It's gonna kill it.
I'd allow you to make like one more roll. Like, without disadvantage, just straight.
Yeah.
I think you have inspirations as well, Zoltana, if you want to use them. If you don't have to, no pressures. Like,
I'm going to use 1 to try.
Okay, go for it.
It's a 10.
Well, that was perception.
Oh. Never mind, cut this out, Neil.
Future Neil, cut this.
There it is. natural 20.
Well, there you go then. As you reach out through the stalking, you become aware that the space where you normally find the hourglasses is, you still see them, but you're aware that yours is not there. You're aware that your friends are not there. But your spectre friend is. And if a skull could look panicked, it does.
Spectre?
Think we found ourselves in a spot of bother, my friend.
Yeah, we're on our way to the stalking now. Is it okay to come into the stalking right now?
He nods and he says,
yes. We can't access Cicero. The gods, the Sentinel Planes, they're both cut off from us. It's the Stalking, Bellum, and the Material Plane. That's it. We can't access anyone.
Do we know what happened? Why?
He shakes his head.
We don't know. There is a barrier between us and them, and every time we push through, we get thrown back.
What should we do?
Whatever is holding this barrier in place needs to come down. Whoever, whatever, this is being cast, we have to stop it.
We're literally on our way right now to the stalking. Should we wait?
That's up to you.
Okay.
We don't know where this started. We don't know where this is being performed, or what magic is even doing this. This shouldn't be possible, but it's happening.
Okay. We'll figure it out. And if we don't, I guess see you soon. Then we will,
I'll be around.
Yeah. We'll be trying to figure that out.
One step behind you. Just need to call out. I don't know what I can do, but I will be around. You just need to call out for me.
Okay. Good luck. Be safe. Bra gives Spectre a hug.
He gives you a hug too. Like, as you say good luck and be safe, like, he says exactly the same thing at the same time. Like, he just gives you a really big hug. It's not quite as cold as you're used to it being. But as he begins to release you, you feel yourself being pulled back into the physical plane.
Okay. How do I put this?
At this point, Lafian turns back up.
Okay, I'm here. What the hell just happened?
Hi!
Hi! Oh, wait, you're you.
Ral? Well, yeah, I'm always me. I'm always here. Well, I'm always mostly. It doesn't really matter. Ral. Sultana, did either of you get anything?
Oh, I didn't get none.
It's only Bellum, the stalking, and the material plane right now. They can't access Cicero. Or the gods.
You, and she looks at Sultana, you can't get anything.
No, I ain't got nothing.
That plane's disconnected, I think. It's only those three.
I heard Trampel and Emil talk about that they could feel some magic growing. They might actually know something about this. I thought they were meaning the potential shadow attack, but this might be it.
Okay. Well, this is very problematic, and I really don't like it. I am very concerned that you can't reach it. I want to try something, and maybe you can. Married folks have a bond between them, so it should transcend everything, and you might be already hope to get a message out there, or get a message back in.
Okay.
I hope.
But I can't.
If I understand binding magic correctly, which I kind of do mostly, and that is the strongest binding magic, I can't replicate it, so I'm kind of thinking it's more to do with the whole love thing. So if you wouldn't mind, I want to give it a shot.
Sure, I'm happy to try anything.
Okay, all right. Okay, God, I need to focus. Okay, sit down with me. And she sits down like cross-legged on the floor, and she puts both her hands out forward, like palms up. Okay, I just need you to focus on Adette, just everything about her. And just trust me, I guess.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
She closes her hands around yours. And for those of you who are watching Demi, you can see her one of her eyes is just glowing through all the colours. She's clearly casting some sort of detect magic. And then her runes begin to glow a purplish, whitish colour. Yeah, they'd be the ones. Sultana, you have 25 words. You are basically casting sending.
I'm just trying to think what I should say. What? I'm willing to take suggestions. Because...
Hello, is this thing on? Test.
That is 190% what I was thinking about saying. And then I was like, no, there's got to be something more useful.
Do it. Start out that way and then go from there.
Okay. Information gathering is what needs to happen right now. So it would need to be something like, are you okay? What is happening? Cicero and the Sentinel plane have been cut off. It's like something along those lines. We basically just need answers, and if anybody's going to know, it's going to be gods and goddesses from the other side.
Okay, yeah. Hi, sweetie. It's me. Hope you're well, especially because we seem to be cut off. What's happening?
You have 3 words left.
No, you've got 8 left.
8. You have 8 words.
Hugs and kisses. Zoltana.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. All right. I love it.
Are you seething, Arch? Are you seething yet?
I asked the thing that you needed me that I needed to ask.
There needed to be an exchange of information.
I said that we were cut off.
We're not cut off. Cicero and the Sentinel Planar.
All right, what's the reply?
The reply takes a while to come through. And you just see this magic coursing through from the outside. You see this magic just coursing through and exchanging between Zoltana and Demi. It doesn't feel like any time for Zoltana, but for those of you watching, it feels like an eternity. I am okay. Glad you're... nailed it. Safe. It's Daechin. He's near Nymverna. Stop him. We'll restore the connection. I love you. Please stay safe, my darling. Nailed it.
I'm so confused. Zoltana goes, do we need to stop him, or is Nymverna stopping him? What is happening right now?
So Damaz and Nymverna were originally going to where they believed, well, they believed that Daechin's like cult shit was. And
cult shit.
We found out that Daechin's anchor to this world might also be there. Which is why we then sent back up from the lodge to go to Damaz and Nymverna. But if Daechin's there, we should probably go. At least Emil needs to come with us. Because isn't he supposed to do the thing so that they kind of, you know, get to have a party in Oblivion for eternity?
That was the intention. And he's even made it more that way for us now, because he has probably also cut himself off from the blissful eclipse by doing this. Ah, you fucker, V. You fucker. I've always been running under the assumption that he can return to the blissful eclipse when he dies or choose to return to his anchor. Mm-hmm. And we don't want him to go to blissful eclipse. We want him to go to the anchor. Yes. I want the anchor to be in Oblivion so that fucker can't reinforce their information. All right.
What is Zoltana telling us?
I tell you exactly what she said.
Okay. We need to go then and get Emil, and then we need to go deal with that then, it sounds like.
I think
so,
yeah.
The stalking might have to wait.
Yeah, yeah.
This is kind of a really big problem.
They've cut us off from the gods.
Why kill them when you can just stuff them in a bag, right?
That fucker.
Because we're the threat. The gods are a threat, but we are fucking them up too. Like a lot. Like a lot, a lot.
Wait a minute. Thought. Is there anybody around us who's like a cleric or some shit?
Yeah, sure.
Laughing just like finds a person that is a cleric, a paladin, something with a connection to a god, and is like, can you do your magic? Or is that cut off too?
As you come across a cleric, they reach out and they try just to cure wounds on you, and there is nothing.
Okay, yeah, we need to go. Thank you.
Yep, welcome. And they look at their hand like, has God forsaken me?
No, it's not you, no. It's not you, I promise.
They just look and go, oh no.
It's not you, it's them. Life goes running back. Okay, we need to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Demi, you have a connection to Damaz. We need to go to where they are. Because they were on the way there. And if we can join forces with them.
Yeah. I don't know how much. I guess we'll see how much use Damaz is when we get to him. I mean, Odette has been cut off from him, so maybe not so much.
I mean, but Zoltana's right there. So, I mean, that could just.
That matters both of them, not just Sultani. I just want to. It doesn't really matter. My brother is walking into a nest with Daechin in it, so I'm going. Okay. Everyone ready? Good. Great. Wonderful. And she just kind of grabs as many of you into like this kind of
hug as humanly possible. Just so she's touching, and it's just...
Is there anybody else here we need to get? Is there anybody... We need to get Emil. We need Emil. We can't leave without...
Emil will join us. It's fine.
Are you sure?
No.
Is there
that's not what I want to hear.
To make Daishin go to sleep forever.
Emil is the key to making Daishin go to sleep forever, yes.
Well,
yes.
Kind of.
They're going to go play chicken in Oblivion.
I can send him a message.
He needs his...
Once I'm there, he should be able to teleport to us.
He needs his reflectory.
Shit. Emil isn't ready. Right.
Do we have any more of the webs?
No.
Fuck.
No.
We're days away from that.
Put them to sleep. Sleep magic.
I don't think that's going to work on him. As it is, he's inhabiting an elf body, which that doesn't work on.
I have an idea. Emil can't go to the stalking. It is way too dangerous for him.
Okay.
But the book and Soren and Bogrim and Caden can. Red Knight would go. She would go, I'm sure of it. And you see her eyes light up. They kind of go like a purplish colour. Very similar way when you saw that the book was communicating with the rest of the seven. Okay. They're going to go get that. We just have to trust that they're going to get it and everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. Okay. All right. Just got to hope that they get there in time.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else here that we can take with us? The more that we have, the better chance we stand.
I don't know.
Laffian.
She kind of like sits down and just...
This is Daishin. He wiped out the entirety of the Witcher Society in a single swoop.
They were unprepared.
We don't want innocence there.
I don't want you there. And she looks up at the four of you. To be honest, you are too important.
We're all too important.
But you're also our best shot.
What if it's a trap?
Trempel. We should get Trempel. He's a shit wizard, but he's smart. If we have a chance of stopping Daishin, we need to send as many good people into the stalking to get his reflectory as possible. Trempel is the only one I wouldn't want to send there. But I would rather fight it with him at my side than not, I guess.
I'd say Emma could fight, but Amos should stay and help them. Gesturing over to the sick people.
Oh. She looks like, oh, I can send Amos to the stalking. All right, yeah, better not do that.
She might need to stay.
Do you want me to send a message to Trampel, tell him to come here?
I can do it, don't. I know your magic's a little limited. I'd rather you save it.
Oh, he... I can drive a car, too.
Sure you can, baby.
You're not ready for the gears. A message goes out. And very quickly, she's like, Trempel's coming. Is there anyone else?
Internal struggle. Because in my head, I'm thinking, how fast can we get Pintor here?
I'll take Lindra into the stalking plane.
No, we're not. No. If we take him to the stalking plane, we're leaving him there.
No, I'm sending him to the stalking plane. That's fine.
I want him to be scared. It'll be funny.
Yeah. Demi, do you think there's any chance that we would be able to get my brother here? If I was going to go into this, I feel like he would be good to have at my side.
Yeah, if you want, I can.
Only if he's willing. I'm not forcing him.
If you can get a message, but I wouldn't take anyone I cared about unless I had to. And she looks at the floor.
We have to. It's staging we're talking about.
What about Ranwai?
You know, funny enough, actually,
That's not a bad...
Fucking dragon.
Hi, Dacian. How's it going?
Hi, Spectre.
I mean, actually, when we do get to Dacian, you might want to be like, Spectre! Get him!
Spectre does fuck up reality when it's in it.
Yeah, well...
That's not necessarily good for you either.
Reality's already fucked up.
If you want to bring your brother, I would... Just send him a message.
I will go find somebody that is capable of doing so.
Hi.
And Laffian... No, you need to save your shit.
Sure, you can send sending. I believe you. But let me go find somebody capable.
No, let me go find somebody with expendable spell slots.
I know.
And there's plenty of people that were up in the witches.
There were some, yeah.
Laughing goes and finds somebody from the Witches Society that Pintor probably had an interaction with at some point or another.
Demi's had interacted with. Oh, I know she can't do sending quite like that.
I also don't want Demi depleting herself too much because we're about to go into a veritable hornet's nest.
She looks somewhat, if you were to classify exhaustion, she looks like exhaustion personified. Most of her runes are no longer glowing.
So he does that, and he gets a message sent to Pintor along the lines of just, if you're willing, we need backup. Dacian is ruining everything.
I really wish I could send back no shit Sherlock, but that makes no sense in this world. The message goes out. Pintor replies with, if he can get there, he will. Keep your brother safe, yo. I mean, yes, throw him into the den.
Listen, Laffian is not quite of the same mentality where it's the your loved ones like that should all be protected no matter what sort of thing. It's like, I would rather fight by the side of people that I know and can trust and like that type of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Message out to Pintor goes. Anyone else that y'all are going to try and drag into this?
Literally, my only friend is already in there. Dumbass. So.
What a dumbass.
So unless you guys want a bunch of high junkies from the streets.
No, we do not. Always.
Call up your drug dealers.
No.
This is going to be an Infinity War, but with druggies.
Charlie from
Elise
Cusack.
And Tuck are already there.
Yep.
Ninverna and Damaz are there. Someone that Grumsh sent is also there.
Guardian and
some
Claws.
Of the Lodge members are there. Yes? Question mark?
No.
Claws for sure. I don't know if Demi can transport Guardian. All right, I'm going to add Claws to the list. Okay.
This went in a very All different right. direction than I thought this session was going to go.
You're welcome. I've been waiting for this for a while. I just needed you back in fucking, like, Discord. Okay, you have a little bit before your before Emil and Trampel join you. Claws will also join you. But that is the limit of what Demi can teleport. Four of you plus her plus three extra. Yeah, that's the most that she can teleport in a single go.
Okay.
All right.
Hate all of
okay.
this.
Okay. You see her eyes glow a little bit as she thinks she's trying to get hold of Damaz. And as she reaches out and grabs hold of your hands, you feel her squeeze your hand like really tightly. And then the eight of you are away. What you see when you arrive is that you are in a forest. It is calm and serene as the midday sun is making its way dappling through the leaves itself. Standing in front of you is Ninverna, who looks exhausted. Standing next to her is Damaz, who looks strong, happy-ish. He's comfortable, at least.
Standing next to them, you see smiling and waving Elise and Tuck, who you've seen fairly recently. They look, again, a little tired. They've been walking far longer than they really like walking. You also see a very tall orc woman who is covered in a variety of markings, especially a bunch of dots around her one of her eyes. And you see two human guards.
Hi, everyone. Ral here. Thank you for listening to the show. We really appreciate your support. If you would like to email us, you can email us at theluckydiepodcast@gmail.com. If you're enjoying the show, we like to hear from you. And that's one way you can do that. Or if you're not enjoying something, like how Ilmater died, you can email us about that also. Everyone should email us and say, rest in peace, Ilmater. It would mean a lot to us. Thanks, of course, again to Jay and Dagger for their voices for Emil and Grumsh. We really appreciate you, and thanks for getting those lines to us on quite a bit of short notice this time. So thanks to you. You are great. Thanks again to our patrons. Thanks to patrons Marco of the Woods, Jasmine Strickland, Brandon Bellotti, and Dustin Giantoli. I am sure I'm not pronouncing those correctly. I'm sorry. You're amazing. We love you. Thank you so much for your support. It really is amazing. Thanks again for listening to the episode. It means a lot to us. And thank you all for your patience in allowing us a little bit of extra time to get these episodes out to you. I know that this one was a little bit late to schedule, so apologies there. And thank you so much for your patience. Stay tuned for an advertisement for a show that you might enjoy listening to, and we will see you all next episode. Bye.
We were actually, me and my friend here.
It points to a cat.
Oh, your friend's with a cat. Yes, he's one of those Dreamlands cats, so he's more than a cat.
Yes, and he is very lucky to consider myself his friend.
What did he say? He said that I was lucky to consider myself his friend.
Oh, okay.
I do feel that way.
Okay.
I don't have too many friends.
You really aren't that bright, are you?
No.
Hey, it's me, Adam, the DM over at Microphones and Monsters. You just got done listening to a short clip from our show. Microphones and Monsters is a Cthulhu Mythos 5th Edition actual play podcast. We ask you to join us every week, Monday and Friday. You can find us on your favorite podcatcher, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find all of our links at microphonesandmonsters.com.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.